is this notion of group projects. And one of the myths that you started with was this notion that group projects are impossible because the group is scattered all over the internet. And then one of the notions that I threw in is that, you know, group projects don't work because we all know that students parse up the work. So the finance guy does the finance case study, the marketing person takes the lead on the marketing case study, and individuals wind up carrying the group and not really learning. So how did this play out in the context of your coursework?
Not so. Interestingly enough, what I have found the group projects able to do for me is take that work we've done in the forum before the case or after the case, and the group project is a distillation of that pre-work to start with. When I teach a case, there typically is a piece in a forum where we are discussing a learning block that sets up the live classroom discussion. We get into the live classroom, and it's pretty much a traditional discussion that culminates with my students going into their breakout rooms in groups. At the start of my class, everyone is assigned to a group, and those groups will get team grades at the end of every single class. They will be open and transparent. The feedback will be open, and I will explain why each group got a different grade. So they can understand, having seen the performance, why the grade was such. In fact, they can go back to the archive and check it out, just as they can with Shock and Awe, by the way. And an interesting thing, Shock and Awe, in a live classroom, you can't go back and replay your performance. You can do it here, and that's a distinct advantage. Similarly, in a group project, when you get up to present and you present, it's not over. It's there forever. You can go back and check it out, line it up against my feedback, and have a plan for how to improve yourself. Even more importantly, the notion of action learning, where you have a difficult problem to solve in a short time period and you have a small group to do it in. Online, in our Wimba classroom, that becomes even more intensified because they are beamed up into a virtual classroom that, by the way, I can go in and listen to. So it is totally transparent on how they do what they do.
So they're able to collaborate online together as though they were in a physical breakout room, or maybe even better. And because of the technology, you have a transparency and accessibility that you didn't have in a physical classroom. And throw in this notion of replay, right? Which is to say that you as an educator can go back, or students can go back and return to a discussion. I think, you know, group projects can work really well online because there's such a trail of activity. You get not only the end product, but you get the history of the thing, how it came together, who did the work, and all those pieces. And process really matters on those pieces, and that it becomes transparent online, I think, makes for something really powerful.
Agreed. And even more, you know, the groups can get together in a virtual classroom outside our synchronous session. And I'm here to tell you that one of my teams last week got together at midnight, because that's what they were doing to deal with the time zone channel. How could you possibly do that? How could you offer students the opportunity to sit and think with someone in Australia, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, California, and a place where they could do it? Not a conference call, but a place where they can do it right on a whiteboard